Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the simply massive universe around our very small planet, and also what we can look for in our dark island skies. And we're tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and so fortunate to have him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn throughout the evening in the south and southeast after sunset. The moon this week is passing through its first quarter phase, which means stargazing conditions should be wonderful through to the end of the week.
Now, this week, you've got an update on a new observatory project, and this one is in a country that we don't often hear about these happening.
Yes, last week saw the inauguration of the Meerkat radio telescope in South Africa. Meerkat's 64-dish array marks a key stage in the development of the Square Kilometer Array, an even larger radio telescope. When it comes online in the 2020s, it will be the largest radio telescope in existence, with up to 3,000 dishes spread across South Africa and Australia.
And so what will Meerkat do in the meantime while we're waiting for SKA?
Well, the key science questions that Meerkat will address are those of galaxy formation and evolution and structure. It will also explore things like dark energy and examine the fundamental laws of nature that govern our universe, such as gravity.
And one of the things that's been a facet of some of your recent reports, Chris, has been sometimes they generate so much data with one project that they can't even really go through it all. And I'm just wondering, is that going to be an issue with this thing?
Yes, it's a huge challenge. And one of the main problems we have is sorting and processing the petabytes of data that this telescope will generate over its lifetime. Luckily, advances in big data and machine learning will help us deal with this data deluge, but it's still going to be fairly intense.
And Meerkat, now that's an adorable little creature. What about the name? I guess that's probably what I like the most about this whole story.
Well, the telescope was originally a lot smaller and just called the CAT, or Karoo Array Telescope. Since then, it has grown a little bit, and it's now called Meerkat, which actually means more of cat, not to be confused with Suricata suricata, the small mammal that lives in Karoo.
Well, I'm glad you straightened that out, because I'm sure that was going to confuse most people. We're always grateful for these kind of updates from you. It's Christopher Phillips and another fun Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for more Stargazer, which you can find on demand at hawaiipublicradio.org.